I want to discuss some more inyanim about relating to tzitzis. I know we spent already 2 days on tzitzis, but I want to have a few more things. I came across some new material. I came across in some various svarim, one specifically the Sefer Mikoyrei Hatzila, Barav Zlutnik, Rav Ephraim Zlutnik. Okay, Zlatnik. Okay, let's discuss a few things. Zlatnik. You know who he is? Ephraim Zlatnik? Okay, a few short things. Number one, let's just primarily one. This is why do we say this week is Parsha Shlach, El Parsha Shlach, we read the Parsha Tzitzis. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe limar daber el bnei Yisrael v'marta lehem yisulahem tzitzis al kanfei vigdehem l'derasam. Why do we read the Parsha of Tzitzis every single day, twice a day? Why? It's not part of the mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is kabbalas v'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech min haTorah. The only thing you have to say twice a day, v'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. The parsha is the first two parshas of Kriya Shema. We have in total three parshas of Kriya Shema. Shema v'hoyim Shemoa, that's number one. Number two is Shema v'yoham, sorry, Shema v'yohafta, the pasuk of Shema v'yohafta. And then we have v'hoyim Shemoa. Only those two things need to be said in the morning and night. Yet, it is our custom to append to the first two parashas, the parasha of Tzitzis. Why? Why do we do that? So, Chazal tell us we do this for six weeks, especially, why is the question intensified? Because at night, we pass in Laila, is Lav's Ma'atzitz. So we eat Semo, so you're supposed to see the Tzitzis. And you don't see the Tzitzis at night. So why would we want to do this? So this question is asked, is discussed at great length why we recite this parsha, and there are six reasons. Okay, I'm sure you've all heard this at some point. I just want to kedai to stachaz the six reasons. Number one, there are six milos that this parsha has. Number one mentions the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tzitzis is shakol keneged kol hamitzvahs. We isem also zechartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem va'asisem isem. That alone elevates it to a status that is unique, that's worthy to be mentioned twice a day. We remind of all the mitzvahs. Number two, now this is really the primary reason, Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah, Mantiskar Esyoim Tseischa Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Yimei Chayecha Hayamim Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelas. There's a mitzvah deraisa to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. Now, for that matter, we can select from the Torah probably, I don't know, maybe many, many parshios, 50, 100 parshios that talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We can talk about Ribbis. We can talk about Shiratzin. Yet, Chazal selected, since anyway, twice a day, we must mention Mitzrayim, and anyway, twice a day, we're going to be in the midst of Kriya Shema, of V'Ohavta and V'Hoyim Shemaya, so it's a good time to append at this point in time Yitzias Mitzrayim, and from all the different options, all the different candidates in the Torah where we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, being that this also mentions the other five reasons that we're going to mention. So therefore, we're going to mention the tzitzis, because in tzitzis it says, "Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiti Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lochem Le'Elokim." Okay, that's number two. Number three, oil mitzvahs. We mention, we say also, "Uzechartem Eskol Mitzvahs Hashem," all the mitzvahs, the oil mitzvahs. Number four, reason number four is, minus. Minus means apikorsis. It's a reminder not to be misled after apikorsis. V'loisosuru achre levavchem. Do not follow your heart. What is the heart? Heart is not arayos. Heart refers to thoughts of idolatry or anything that is kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number five is hir horaver, which means noshim. A person should watch his eyes, shmiras einayim, and not come liday avera in regard to arayos. That refers to acharei einechem. And the last is acharei einechem. And the last is sixth is hir avodah zarah. Not to even think about avodah zarah, which comes from the pasuk asher atem zonim. The word zonim, according to Chazal, refers specifically about having thoughts of avodah zarah.
Okay, so you just mentioned that
Levavchem is minus. So there are two different concepts. I didn't explain it correctly. You're right. There are two different concepts. There's minus, and there is avodah zarah. They're not the same. Avodah zarah is you acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam, but later. Now I'm busy. Avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is not a contradiction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was both. There was the Kruvin, and there was an avodah zarah. Both. HaKadosh Baruch, when I need you, I'll come speak to you. When I don't need you, I have other things I want to take care of. Minos is a corruption of our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's different. There's something called Minos. Minos is apikorsis.
Minos actually was early Christianity.
It's a perverted understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It is a perverted understanding, a corruption of Yadus. That's Minos. Avodah Zarah is, no, I know exactly what Yadus is, but I also have a Yetzer Hara to worship idols. We don't relate to this Bizman Hazeh because we do not have Yetzer Avodah Zarah. But Avodah Zarah is not the same as Minos. Minos, in one respect, is worse than Avodah Zarah because Minos, you're not even left with anything. You have a corrupt understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Sach HaKol, we have here in this parasha six different concepts. And because these six concepts are so important, that's why Chazal, one main reason really is because we have to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Yetzias Mitzrayim, we could have selected one of many parashios, being that this has also within the other five ideas of Tzitzis, Oil HaMitzvos, Minos, Avodah Zarah, and Arayos. There's so many concepts, and also it's Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is also similar in theme to Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzitzis Yeschem Eretz Yisrael Liozchem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So it also fits into the theme of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. That is why the parasha of Tzitz was selected to be the perfect parasha to bring out the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, let's go to another idea. One more time. Another idea. Now this is a very fascinating idea. I always heard about this, but I finally found this. I finally found it in writing to explain exactly what this means. There's another reason why Chazal were very clever in selecting the mitzvah, the parasha of Tzitz, because they wanted every single day that we should be reminded of the Aseres Hadibros. There was a debate in the early times, should the Aseres Hadibros be part of the Nusach HaTzvila? Should it be reset every single day? Chazal voted it down. It was brought up as an idea, but it was rejected because the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, way back 2,000 years, when they formulated the Nusach of Tzvila, and they were debating, should we say every single day Berabim together in the Nusach HaTzvila, the Aseres HaDibros, and it was voted down, because people would come and make a mistake and think that's the only thing that we have to do. There's nothing more that we have to do. There's nothing more than the Aseres HaDibros. However, Chazal did want to leave us with a Zecher of the Aseres HaDibros. Therefore, they took note that in the first two parashios, Shema, which includes V'Ahavta, and V'Chaya Im Shemoa, we already have most Ramazim, a reference to most of the Aseres HaDibros. And it would work out perfectly that if we would add the parasha of Tzitzis, we would have all 10 of the Aseres HaDibros. Now let me go through with you very quickly what they are, how it fits in. If I only could find it on the right page. Here it is. Okay, let me go through this very fascinating idea. Okay, let's start. We begin Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is that Merames to? That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What more can you possibly want? Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu means Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Then when we say Hashem Echad, what does that refer to? Lo Yelecha. If there's only one God, Echad, automatically that means Lo Yihi Elucha Elohim Acher Malponai. Oh, they have it on top of it? I never saw it like that. Okay. So far we have two for ten. So far two, Hashem Elokeinu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, Lo Yihi Elucha Elohim Acher Malponai. Gimel. Next, when it says, now this is a little difficult, by the way, who says all this? Who's the one that, who's this coming? I'm not even sure who comes from. doesn't say in the source who says this. V'yohavta. V'yohavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshu b'chol yedecha. What does V'yohavta refer to? The third of the Aseres HaDibros. Lo sisa Shem Elokecha l'ashof. Why? So I'll read you the words that it says over here. She'hoyves HaMelech, a person who loves the king, einoy nishba b'shmoy l'sheker. If you truly love a person, you don't swear by their name falsely. So therefore, when it says V'yahavta, V'yahavta automatically alludes to the third of the Aseres HaDibros, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha L'Ashof. Next. Now we're going to jump around a little bit. Next, we come to the mitzvah of mezuzah. Everything else, it appears, if you go through the next lines, you're not going to find any remarks until you come to mezuzah. Uchasavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. What does it say in the Aseres HaDibros? Lo sachmod eish esreyecha ubeisreyecha. Don't be jealous of the house of your friend. So when we say every day, al mezuzos beisecha, your house, it's trying to remind us, be happy with your house. Don't be envious of your neighbor's house. So that's already four. Now, we're done with the first parasha of Kriya Shema. Now we go into the second parasha of Kriya Shema, Hayom Shemoa. V'yosafta digonecha. What does that allude to? You shall gather in your grain. Your grain and not your friend's grain. What does that allude to? Loitignav. Now that's a little bit of a stretch because Loitignav really means kidnapping. Loitignav does not mean regular gnev, it's kidnapping, but at least it's a remez. It's not to be perfect, it's a remez to Loitignav. Next, when it says, Vavaditem Nehera, you will be destroyed swiftly if you worship, if you're not going to listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to worship other idols. Vavaditem Nehera, that corresponds to Lo Tirtzach. Why? I'm reading you what it says here. Shekol Ha'horeg u'ma'abedes chaveroi hu'atzmo yehoreg. A person that kills someone else is a guarantee, midah k'neged midah, that he will be struck down. One way or another, he will be struck down, and that is lo tirtzach. V'avadetem, warning you, I'm going to destroy you. V'avadetem mehira, that's going to come through lo tirtzach if you violate. Right. The Pervyamos, right? So this guarantee. Next, when it says, now we go to the very end of this parsha, of the second parasha, Leman Yirbu Yimeichem Vimei Vimeichem. What does that allude to? Anyone can guess? Chazichus Amecha. Leman Yarichu Yimeichem Leman Yitavloch. So therefore, now we're done. So here, Chazal, according to this interpretation, they're stuck. We've gone through the first two parashios. I think we've gone through six, if I'm not mistaken. We found six remazim to the Aseres HaDibros from starting from Shema Yisrael V'yohavta V'choyo Im Shemoa. Chazal now wanted a remez to all 10. So they searched for another parsha in the Torah that had exactly four more to be mashlim the Aseres HaDibros. In addition to the fact that you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim anyway by day and all the other milos, and in fact it just happened to work out for us, the parsha of Tzitzis. How do we see that? In the pasuk V'lo Yisasuru Achrei Levavcha V'Achrei Einecha. That's very simple. Don't be swayed after your eyes, your heart, and your eyes. That's Arayos. What is Arayos? Lo Tinof. One of the Aseres HaDibros is lo, what is everyone looking at me like that? Lo Tinof. Aseres HaDibros, it says, is Lo Tinof, and Lo Sosudu Achrei Levavcha V'Achrei Einecha is an allusion, is a remez to Lo Tinof. When it says in the Pasuk, when it says in the pasuk Laman Tizkru, this is a very important, a lot of the person they focus Laman Tizkru, you shall remember Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. And in fact, this is very important because the Mekoshesh, the Medrash says, why was the Mekoshesh Mechal Shabbos? He was a martyr. He did this on purpose. Why did he do this on purpose? Because it was Shabbos, and Shabbos, there was no tefillin. They were already given the mitzvah of tefillin. They were given the mitzvah of tefillin after they left Mitzrayim, and it was Shabbos. And Shabbos, there was no tefillin. There's nothing to remind you of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he was mechal Shabbos. Right after the Mekoshesh comes the parsha of Tzitzis. So the Medrash says, you know why? Shabbos, there's no tefillin. There's no tefillin. You forget the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to give you something to wear even on Shabbos to remind you about to remind you that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu even on Shabbos. According to the Medrash, there's a very strong correlation between the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of Shabbos. The mitzvah of tzitzis was given in order to remind us of Shabbos. And that is even hinted to in the word tizgar, leman tizgiru, v'asisim es leman tizgiru, v'eskol mitzvos Hashem v'asisim osam. Shabbos is described in the Aseres Hadiris with zochor es yoyim ha-shabbos t'kadishah. Okay, next. When the pasuk says, ani Hashem Eloi Keichem, that is merames on Loisaane v'reyachah. That's the last one. I think we did them all. If I'm not mistaken.
No.
Loisachmenu was beisecha. Okay, we'll go over it in a moment again. I'm coming down to the last one when it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It says Me'erchem Lios Lachem Elokeim. So what do? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We append to the word Elokeichem. We append one more word. Emes. Why Pasuk in Navi says Vahashem Elokeichem Emes. Whenever you say Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you should add to it, and automatically it should bring to mind Emes, truth. And what is one of the Aseres Hadibros? Losane Vireyacha Eid Shoker. So here we have another one. We have of Losana. So I think we've gone through, maybe I didn't say the numbers correctly, but we've gone through all 10 of the Aseres Hadibros. Chazal appended to Shema, the Havta, the Hoya Im Shemoa, the Parsha of Tzitzis, because by doing so, we have the Shlemus of in the Kriya Shema, we have a remes to the Aseres Hadibros. This was what was given to us at Har Sinai. The Aseres Hadibros is a microcosm of Kol Torah Kula, and we wanted to have them all together. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's still talk a little bit more on the Darush side. There's a halacha that you should lechatchila separate the tzitzis zeh mizeh. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Eli Rabba, that tzitzis is Rosh Tevos. So Mishnah Berurah says this. Tzaddik Yafrid Tzitzioisav Tomid. A tzaddik is always in the business of separating the tzitzis. The tzitzis have a tendency to get tangled one in another. So it's a good thing to separate one of the each one from the other. Maker Adin, if you don't separate, they're tangled, they're all intertwined, they're all tangled one to the other, it's kosher. But l'chatchil, before you make the bracha, you should see to it that they're separated. The question is why. So some suggest because of the tcheles. It's not nogea bizman hazeh, but when there is tcheles, he's supposed to be able to differentiate between the lavan and the tcheles. If the tzitzis are all intertwined, they're all caught up with one another, you can't see with the tcheles and the lavan, so you defeat the purpose of the mitzvah. Mizmanazeh, that would not be an issue, because Mizmanazeh, anyway, it's all connected. But some want to say something very interesting on Derech Tosh. Rashi actually brings down the end of these six parashah. Why are there eight chutim? There are four chutim, which are folded over to eight. Why the number eight? To remind us that we sang Shira on the eighth day from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there's much discussion. Eighth day, it's the seventh day, we say Shira on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So the answer is because the Karm Shchitas HaPesach is on the 14th day. So when we take into consideration the time when we shecht the carbon Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim to some degree began on the 14th, not on the 15th. So we have a grand total of 8 days. That's why there are 8 chutim. Now, what is the deeper meaning of the 8 days? The deeper meaning is geula does not come instantaneously. Geula is a process. Ma'isa avos simila banim. Even though it's true in Klai Yisrael, they went out of Mitzrayim b'chipas, they went out in haste. But they did not, it was not over. It took 7/8 days until the Geula was complete. And not only that, Klal Yisrael had a very great Yerida out of Mitzrayim. They said, Hanibli Mazos of Sisalon, why Moshe have you taken us out of Egypt? Hanibli ain't Kivadim in Mitzrayim lekachton la muspa midbar. Paro chased after Klal Yisrael after we left. So what did we gain by leaving? We left Mitzrayim, great miracles, Makas Bechairos, we're on our way out, and the moment we start leaving, we look behind us, Mitzrayim is chasing us. They're chasing us, they're spying on us, we go back, go forwards. There was a panic for 7 days, until finally we came to the Yam. The Yam split and the enemy was completely defeated and obliterated. 8 days is a long time. 7/8 represents nature, shlemus. The world was created in 7 days. There were 7 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Kriyas Yamsuf. Or there were 8 days. 8 days is even longer. It's Lamal Derech HaTeva. But it represents Geula does not happen in a moment's notice. There are ups and downs in the process of Geula. When you look at your tzitzis, you have to see all 8 strands. Geula is not just one big blob. Mashiach comes out of the sky, Mashiach is here, and we're done. That's not the way Mashiach comes, Geula comes. Geula is a process. It's a process where an event happens, and that event, there's an up, there's a down, there's yeush, there is inspiration, there's emunah. It's a process. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a process. They left Egypt, it took 8 days, until the Geula came to an end. When you look at the tzitzis is going to be the cause of the bringing of the Geula. You have to remember, what the goal is to remember, Mashiach is not going to come in an instant. The unfolding of Geula is a process which has many parts, and that's why the 8 tzitzis must be separated one from the other to get to allude to that process. Let's go to another idea. We discussed yesterday or 2 days ago that there are 2 parts to the tzitzis and the talis. Is there an inyan of hiddur mitzvah on the talis itself? So we explained there are 2 different types of talisas. There's a talis that's worn only for the purpose of the mitzvah, and there's a talis that's worn just as your regular workday clothing. It happens to have four corners, so I put on the 4-corner garment, I put on tzitzis. If that type of garment, there is no mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah on that type of garment. If the only reason why you're wearing the garment is in order to put yourself in a situation where you wear tzitzis, then there's a mitzvah, that garment has a din of hiddur, like the talis that we wear by davening. The only reason why we're wearing that talis is in order to mechayev ourselves in tzitzis, so that garment does indeed have a din of hiddur mitzvah. Now the truth is, the talis has, the garment itself does have a mukar. It comes from chom. It comes from shame. Shame, it says in the pasuk that shame, vayikach es hasimla, shame, when Noach came out of the table, Noach was naked, shame and his brother Yefes, they took the garment, they walked backwards, and they covered the nakedness of their father Noach. Chazal tell us a reward for shame, covering, being sensitive to his father's bezayon, and walked backwards, did not look at his father. He was rewarded with the talis, his descendants, namely Klal Yisrael, were rewarded with the talis shel mitzvah. Problem is, we have a conflicting Maamar Chazal. Avraham Avinu said to Melech Sodom, in Michut, v'yatzeroch nal, in ekach mikol asher loch, I will not take from you a cord or a shoe strap. Chazal say, in reward for Avraham saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Michut, he was rewarded with the tzitzis. So we have a contradiction. Why are we rewarded with the mitzvah of tzitzis in today's times? Is it because of shame ben Noach, or is it because of Avraham Avinu? And the answer is both. Shame ben Noach gave us the talis, the garment, vayikach es hasimla, and Avraham gave us the chutim, the tzitzis. So there are 2 parts. There's the part that comes from shame, and the part that comes from Avraham Avinu. Now let's go. When a person davens, the truth is he's wearing 3 things. What else is he wearing? He's wearing tefillin. Who gave us the tefillin, by the way? Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave us the most. It was through Moshe that tefillin was. Moshe. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu's shel rosh. Okay, but we daven. It's not important who gave it to us. When we daven, we have another object. We have tefillin. So I want to say the following drush. When we daven, we're really enveloped in 3 different objects of significance. Tefillin. The shame Hashem, we tie ourselves up with tefillin. We wear a garment of significance, the talis shel mitzvah, which comes from shame ben Noach, and we wear tzitzis on the garment. Each one has significance. L'halacha, the talis, there's a din of hiddur mitzvah on the garment itself. Forget about the tzitzis. The garment itself is a garment shel mitzvah, which has significance of hiddur mitzvah coming from Shem and Noach. What is the significance of these 3? I want to suggest it corresponds to the Maimon Chazal. Shloisha dvarim maitzin es ha'adam min ha'aylam. Kina, taiva, and kavod. What is the garment? The garment is a protection against taiva. Noach came out of the taiva. There was taiva. Vayochel noach ish ha'adamah. He was drawn to the earth, to the gashmias. Taiva, to be nene, from the good of this world, yayin, wine, the vineyard. Yayin is symbolic of the taivas ha'olam hazeh. He made a big mistake. He made a churban out of himself. And the one that had to come and rectify the churban was shame, and he rectified it by spreading a garment to the misakein to take away the taiva. What did Avraham say to stone? Don't give me a penny. I don't want to take a penny from you. Imichut v'at seroichnal v'al toimar ani hasharti es Avram. Why would Melech Sedom want to say, I'm the one that made Avraham a rich man? It's very pashut. He's jealous. Avraham here comes, conquers the entire world. Sedom, Melech Sedom, they're fighting a battle. Four kings, five kings. They're very jealous. It's very clear. They're very jealous. Melech Sedom wants to be a part of this. He also should have a chelek. There's a tinge of jealousy. Avram says to him, don't get involved. I don't want to have anything to do with you. But Avram Avinu, rejecting Melech Sedom, it is to some degree a rejection of the midah of kinah. There's definitely, you want to have a part in my success. You want to be mishtatef with me because you also want, you have no shaykhis to this. You're not an oivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to suggest, and maybe this nonsense probably is that wearing the chut of tzitzis, being that it corresponds to Avram's statement, coming to reject Sodom, was coming to try to latch on, is reminds us of the midah of kinah. Tefillin clearly represents kavod. The tefillin is the crown, is the pe'er. Pe'erich ha'chavu sholecha. A crown is honor, it's the honor. When we envelop ourselves with the tefillin, with the garment, and with the tzitzis, what we're trying to remind ourselves is, hakina, hataiva, v'hakovid, motzin es ha'odam min ha'olam. We have to reject these three. To reject kavod, we're the tefillin. The tefillin is the antidote. The kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the antidote for personal honor. Tefillin is honor. It's pear. It's called glory. It's the crown that we wear. But it's the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yerim Mecca.
But it represents honor. It's the honor. It represents the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are trying to diminish the taiva of a kavod by counteracting the kavod of Gashmi with kavod Ruchni. The garment is the antidote to taiva. Cover yourself. Don't. Remember what happened to Noach. Vayochel Noach ish ha'adama. He was swept away by the taivas olam hazeh. The tzitzis. Sodom is very jealous. Avraham, look how successful. So you know, let me be your partner. Let people say, it's not just Avraham. Av hamoin goyim. Sodom was the one that gave him his success. Melech Sodom. I also want to be like you, Avraham. I also want to latch on to you. Why do you want to latch on to me? Because you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Russia! Melech Sedom, you come from a place of Rishon. That's why you mekanah me for the wrong reason. The reason why I'm a success to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rejection, the reminder to reject kinah. The male, that's the tzitzis. Where we envelop ourselves in tzitzis, in the beg, and the tefillin, to remind ourselves we need to protect ourselves from the big three which can drive us out of this world. Okay, have a wonderful day.